Okay, so realize that false teachers and false prophets.
درک کنید که معلمین دروغین و دروغ اکثراً شیطانی
هستند. Especially when they're higher up.
اونایی که بالاترن قدرتشون.
In their false religion.
مخصوصاً در مذهب دروغین.
They're under control of Satan.
تحت کنترل شیطانن.
And we see the same in the political world.
و ما هم توی دنیای سیاسی.
Yeah, we live in a world that is under control for Satan.
دنیایی می‌کنیم که در کنترل شیطانه.
And they have understanding of
spiritual truth.
So characteristics of a demon-possessed man
and
world
دنیا, yeah,
is nakedness,
لختیه,
it is fascination with death,
با مرگ دارن,
and there is an awareness of spiritual truth.
و حقیقت روحانی رو درک نمی‌کنن.
Especially in a demon-possessed man, if we see that.
مخصوصاً در اون مردی که جن‌زده است ببینیم.
In a teacher or a false teacher, we shouldn't be surprised.
یه معلم دروغی اگه ببینیم نباید تعجب کنیم.
Especially those who are on the side of Satan.
They are aware of what they're doing. هستن و چگونه کار میکنن.
Here's a fourth characteristic.
چهارمی شخصیت.
Read verse 29.
آیه 29.
For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him. And he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness.
زیرا که روح خبیث را امر فرموده بود که از آن شخص بیرون آید، چون که بارها او را گرفته بود، چنان که هر چند را به زنجیرها و کنده ها بسته نگاه می داشتند، بندها را می گسیخت و دیو او را به صحرا می راند.
Yeah, so how can we understand if somebody is demon possessed? In the Bible, we see several places that they have can have supernatural strength.
کتاب مقدس می‌بینیم که می‌تونن
قدرت
مافوق و طبیعی داشته باشن.
And he's just breaking them.
حتی با زنجیر می‌بندنش و زنجیرها رو می‌شکنن.
In the book of Acts, in Acts 19,
اعمال رسولان فصل 19,
we saw the seven sons of Sceva.
هفت پسر اسکیوا رو می‌بینیم.
And they're getting a beating.
کتک می‌خورن.
If one person can take on seven men, that's not normal.
اگه یه نفر بتونه هفت نفر رو بزنه،
how was this man able to overpower all of
them? چجوری ممکنه یه نفر قدرت هفت نفر داشته باشه؟ شیطانیه.
Yeah. And here's the next point. Also from the story that this is found in Mark 5.
در مرقس فصل 5 دیدم.
And this is the parallel passage.
که همون داستان رو در کنارش
that this man was cutting himself with stones.
این آقایی که با سنگ خودش رو تیکه تیکه می‌کره. مرقس 5:5.
Yeah. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones.
و پیوسته شب و روز در کوه‌ها و قبرها فریاد می‌زد و خود را به سنگ‌ها مجروح می‌ساخت.
Yeah, so we see demon possession going together with cutting themselves.
کسایی که جن زدن با همدیگر رو بریدن یکیه.
Yeah, and we live in a society where many people are mutilating themselves, piecing themselves,
in different places,
man with machine.
آقاهایی که شبیه ماشین کنن در حقیقت.
That's demonic influence in society.
این قدرت دنیاست، شیطانی که رو دنیا گذاشته.
If you have tattoos today.
اگه امروز تاتو داری.
I'm not preaching to you.
زد تو موعظه نمی‌کنم.
It just shows you that
نشون میده.
If you're a Christian today, it shows you hadn't passed.
نشون میده که گذشته داریم که این کارها انجام میشه.
And you can't undo them.
نمیشه کاری که کردی برش گردونی.
Praise God, you're here. I'm preaching to the children.
خدا رو شکر که اینجا این دارم با بچه ها صحبت
می کنم. They do not do the same thing.
که همون کارو نکنن.
So they don't get the tattoo.
که تاتو نداشته باشن.
Because it is because of demonic influence.
چون قدرت شیطان تو دنیا بوده.
Yeah, remember in the Bible the Baal worshippers?
کسایی که بت می‌پرستیدن با ایلیا.
Yeah, when they were facing up with Elijah.
وقتی با الیاس قرار می‌گرفتن.
Who's the real God?
خدای واقعی کیه؟
Baal worshippers.
اونایی که بعل رو می‌پرستیدن، داد می‌زدن.
And they were cutting themselves.
خودشون رو تیکه تیکه می‌کردن.
Go to 1 Kings 18.
اول پادشاهان 18:28.
And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them.
پس ایشان به صدای بلند فریاد می‌کردند و مطابق رسم خود خیشتن را با شمشیرها و نیزه‌ها مجروح می‌ساختند چندان که خون بر بدنشان جاری میشد.
They were cutting themselves. And this was their manner. This was what they were doing. Yeah, this was normal for them. These were Satan worshippers. Go to Leviticus 19. Leviticus
19:28. Can you read it again?
Farsi then. First Kings 18:28. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them.
تا خون جاری بشه درونشون.
Yeah. Go to Leviticus 18:28. Leviticus
19:28.
You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
به خاطر مردگان تن خود را مجروح مسازید و بدنهای خود را خالکوبی مکنید. من یهوه هستم.
Yeah, do not cut yourself.
خودتون رو نبرید.
Do not print marks upon yourself. Meaning, do not get tattoos. Hey, and if you have tattoos,
اگر تاتو داری
don't get more.
بیشتر تاتو نکنید.
You say, I'm tattoo artist.
What do I do? تاتو هم چیکار کنم؟
Find another job.
یه کار دیگه پیدا کن.
This is not an this is not a profession that God will bless.
Yeah,
but my point is, these things come from influence
of
the devil into society. Yeah, this is not from God. Yeah, and we see the demon-possessed man
who's cutting himself.
Because this is what happens because of demon influence. Now, here's a story for you.
داستانی که داریم اینه که
I talked with a guy years ago.
سالها پیش.
I think 7-8 years ago.
7-8 سال پیش بود.
And he was about to become a pastor.
قرار بوده شبان بشه.
Yeah, he was not qualified, but that's behind the discussion.
صفاتهای شبان رو نداشت.
For several reasons.
بحثمون نیست که چرا نداشته.
But he was about to become a pastor.
اما قرار بوده شبان بشه.
Yeah, he was to take over a church.
یک کلیسایی رو قرار بود قدرتش رو به
دست بگیره. He told me.
بهم گفت.
Yeah, that because he had tattoos.
چون تاتو داشت.
Yeah, and he told me, oh, I'm going to get another tattoo.
یه تاتوی دیگه میخوام بزنم برای روزی که میخوام کلیسا رو برات بزنم. داشتم فکر می‌کردم.
Don't you read the Bible? Don't you know what it says?
نشنیدی چی گفته؟
Don't get more.
دیگه تاتو داری دیگه بیشترش نکن.
Yeah. And of course to me it was a major red flag because he should have known. If you're going to pass the church,
کسی قراره یک شبانه. You should know what the Bible says. باید بدونی که تا مقدس چی گفته.
But a lot of people pick and choose from the Bible what they like.
اما که تا مقدس هر کسی بعد هر جاش دوست داره قبول میکنه، هر جاش دوست نداره قبول نمیکنه.
Yeah. Go to verse 30.
Yesi.
And we don't pick and choose what we like. We do whatever the Bible says and what God says so. Verse 30. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him.
عیسی از او پرسیده گفت نام تو چیست؟ گفت لژیون، زیرا که دیوهای بسیار داخل او شده بودند.
Now, I just want to point out here that people can be possessed by many devils.
یه نفر ممکنه چند تا دیو زده شده
باشه. What is your name?
اسم تو چیست?
And the answer is Legion.
میگه لیجون.
Like, or do you want me to give you all the specific names for us who are in here?
لژیون زیرا بسیار که داخلش بودن.
And of course, Legion is
لژیون.
Army term for a certain
در
group.
در حقیقت میگن گروه ارتشی لژیون.
In the Roman army was that.
در روز رومیان یه گروه ارتشی میگفتن لژیون.
That could be thousands of soldiers.
هزاران سرباز با همدیگه رو میگفتن لژیونه. لژیون.
Yeah, so people can Legion. Be possessed by more than one devil.
یه نفر ممکنه بیشتر از یه شیطان
درونش
باشه.
And this guy somehow is possessed by many devils.
و این آقا شیطان‌های زیادی دیوهای زیادی درونش بود.
There are more of those instances in the Bible.
خیلی از این اتفاقای دیگه ممکنه در کتاب مقدس باشه. لوقا 8 رو باز کنید.
Luke 8 and the same chapter and go to verse 2.
فقط آیه 2 رو بخونید.
And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils.
و زنان چند که از ارواح پلید و مرضها شفا یافته بودند، یعنی مریم معروف به مجدلیه که از او هفت گیر بیرون رفته بود.
Yeah, so here there's some person, a woman here
who has seven devils.
Now, if you have people
that
have all these different personalities,
که شخصیتشون عوض میشه.
They switch from and have personality and they have different names for different personalities.
Yeah,
that's demon possession. These people are demon possessed. That's not normal. اینا کسایی هستند که شیطان پرست،
شیطان گرفتنشون، جن گرفتنشون.
Yeah, they are nice. They're nice with one name. They're
اسمشون مهربونند، با اون یکی آدم بدی هستند.
They're completely different.
هر دقیقه عوض میشه.
If you have 10 different personalities, there's at least 9 demons in
there. شخصیت متفاوت داری، حداقل 9 تا دیو درونش داره.
And again, if you're a Christian, that's not something you can ever be.
هیچ وقت نمیتونی دیو زده یا جن زده باشی.
You cannot be demon possessed.
دیگه نمیتونی جن داشته باشی.
But you can be demon oppressed, of course.
اما میتونه شیطان روت قدرت داشته باشه. و تو جنگ یه مقدار ضعیفت کرده باشه، اما درونت نمیتونه باشه.
I might say, what about people who
اما کسایی که واقعا دیو زدن چی؟ اونا چی؟
Now, unless they are reprobates, people who God rejected
already, اگر ضد خدا نباشن که خدا ردشون
they
کرده
can be set free,
هر کسی میتونه
and they can be saved.
هر کسی میتونه نجات پیدا
Now,
کنه.
Now, read verses 31 to 33.
آیه 31 تا 33 رو بخونید.
And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer him to enter into them. And he suffered them. And then went the devils out of the men, they entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked.
و از او استدعا کردم که ایشان را نفرماید که به هاویه روند. و در آن نزدیکی گله بسیار خوک بودند که در کوه می‌چریدند. پس از او خواهش نمودند که به ایشان اجازه دهد تا در آنها داخل شوند. پس ایشان را اجازه داد. ناگاه دیوها از آن آدم بیرون شده داخل کوه‌ها گشتند که آن گله از بلندی به دریاچه جسته خفه شدند.
Now, first of all, notice that Jesus. That these devils are asking Jesus for permission.
این دیوها جنها از عیسی اجازه میگیرن.
Yeah, they are asking, hey, Jesus, don't send us to the deep. Send us into this herd with swines.
ما رو اونجا نفرستاد، ما رو بفرست بغل خوک‌ها.
And which shows you who has authority.
که نشون میده که کی قدرت داره که باش حرف میزده.
Jesus allows them eventually.
عیسی مسیح اجازه میده برن تو خوک‌ها.
Yeah, it means Jesus. Actually, has to give permission for the demons to evil even do these things. حتی
برای قدم برداشتن دیوها و جنها عیسی باید
اجازه بده. Remember the book of Job.
کتاب ایوب یادتون باشه.
Yeah, Satan comes up with this idea.
شیطان پیشنهاد میده.
About Job.
در مورد ایوب.
Then God allows
و خداوند به شیطان اجازه میده.
To basically go after Job.
که به وسوسه کنه ایوب.
Within limits.
با محدودیتی به ایوب اجازه بده. حق کشتن ایوبو
But Satan didn't have the authority
شیطان اجازه نداشت
to just go after Job.
که ایوب رو بکشه. اما خداوند اجازه داد.
Yeah, of course, in that story,
در اون داستان
God does that to glorify himself.
خداوند این کارو میکنه برای اینکه جلال پیدا کنه. در آخر
Job says, I will come forth as gold.
من به عنوان طلا میام بیرون.
But it is God who has the power, not
Satan. اما خداست که قدرت داره، نه شیطان.
Yeah, it's not Jesus and Satan are equals. No.
نه اینکه عیسی و شیطان هم قدرت
Satan is just
شیطان فقط
a created being the same as all the demons.
که خلق شده و مثل همه فرشتگان که اون حتی دیوهای فرشتگانی که زمین خوردن همشون تصمیم گرفتن ضد خدا بیستن.
They're not God. They're not at the same place.
خداوند نیستن و تو همون قدرت و قوت رو ندارن.
Now go to Mark 5.
مرقس 5.
Because it is hurt with many swines. And we get a number out of that as well in Mark 5.
And
for which Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd went violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea.
فوراً عیسی ایشان را اجازه داد، پس آن ارواح خبیث بیرون شده به خوک‌ها داخل گشتند و آن گله از بلندی به دریا جست و قریب 2,000 بودند که در آب خفه شدند.
Now, of course, this also points to the fact that this man had a lot of demons in himself.
نشون میده که این گورو دیوهای زیادی داشته که 2,000 تا خوک نفر 2,000 تا خوک گرفتن.
The second thing I want you to notice that the value that Jesus puts on the life of this man
اون قدرتی که ارزشی که عیسی مسیح برای زندگی یه نفر میذاره خیلی بیشتر از زندگی 2000 تا خوک.
Yeah, if you're an animal lover,
اگه شما عاشق حیوانایین گوشاتونو بگیرین.
Yeah, human beings are not animals.
انسان ها حیوان نیستن. انسان ها خداوند به ما حیوانات رو داده
eat,
که بخوریم
enjoy,
و ازشون لذت ببریم و برامون کار کنن.
Yeah, don't have a soul like we have a soul.
جان ندارن مثل ما، روح ندارن مثل
no
ما.
Cat heaven, there's no dog heaven.
نه بهشتی برای سگا هست، نه بهشتی برای گربه ها.
Human beings are special. We have
انسان ها مخصوصن.
We are created in his image.
خوانده شدیم در دیدگاه خداوند. روح داریم.
We are of a different order.
ما هر کدوم ما مهمتریم از حیوانات.
Jesus just allowed 2,000 pigs to be killed.
عیسی مسیح اجازه داد که 2,000 تا خوک بمیرن.
So that is human being, is
یه دونه
man
انسان نجات پیدا کنه
and also,
و آزاد شد.
And the number of that and the value that represents.
اندازه‌ای که بهمون داده شده و ارزشی که خدا به زندگی یه نفر میده و نشون میده زندگی نجات یه نفر برای خدا چقدر ارزش داره.
I do not know exactly how much a pig would cost today if you
اما
buy
one. اما امروز نمیدونم اگه یه دونه خوک رو بخریم قیمتش چقدره.
But say it's like 200 euros or something. I don't know. Who knows what a pig costs?
Yeah, خوک چقدر؟ It's 7 euro per kilo. So how many kilo is
no.
a pig?
No. Yeah. Imagine if it's 500 euros. I think it's less than that.
فکر کنم 500 یورو مثلا خوک.
But imagine if it's 500. Then
فکر کنم 500 یورو بخوام بخرم.
It's a million in value.
یه یورو یه میلیون یورو ها نه ریال ارزش داشته.
I'm pretty sure that the one. And I'm pretty sure that the guy was owning these 2,000 pigs is not doing it for a hobby.
داشته خوک رو نگه می‌داشته، تفریحی خوک نگه نمی‌داشته.
It's his business.
سرمایه‌اش بود بدبخت.
So Jesus doesn't mind.
He's fancy.
To kill 2,000 pigs and to ruin like a million of value.
یه میلیون سرمایه یه نفر رو نابود کرد.
Yeah, in order for his man to be free.
یه نفر رو آزاد کنه.
Yeah, what is a soul worth?
یک جان یه نفر چقدر ارزش داره؟
Now go to Mark 8.
مرقس 8.
Mark 8:36.
آیه 36.
For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
زیرا که شخص را چه سود دارد هرگاه تمام دنیا را ببرد و جان خود را ببازد؟
Now, why does Jesus not care about these pigs and about the value of these pigs?
چرا عیسی مسیح به اندازه خوک و ارزش خوک فکر نکرد؟
The soul of man is worth.
چون جان یک انسان خیلی بیشتر از هر چیزی در دنیا ارزش داره.
What is the soul worth?
یک جان یک نفر چقدر ارزش داره؟
So that the Son of God
که انقدر ارزش داره که پسر خداوند بمیره که جان ها نجات پیدا کنند.
Yeah, the soul of man,
جان انسان انقدر ارزش داره برای خداوند.
Go,
آیه 34 رو بخونیم لوقا 8
and go to 37 when they had fed them saw that what was done they fled and went and told it in the city in the country then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus clothed and in his right mind and they were afraid they also saw which saw It told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. That the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again.
چون خوکبانان ماجرا را دیدند فرار کردند در شهر اراضی آن شهرت دادند. پس مردم بیرون آمده تا آن واقعه را ببینند. نزد عیسی رسیدند چون آن آدمی را که از او دیوها بیرون رفته بود دیدند که نزد پاهای عیسی لباس پوشیده و عاقل گشته نشسته است ترسیدند و آنانی که این را دیده بودند ایشان را خبر دادند که آن دیوزده چطور شفا یافته بود پس تمام مردم مرزبان و مجدویان از او خواهش نمودند که از نزد ایشان روانه شود زیرا ترسی شدید بر ایشان چیره شده بود.
Yeah, so here's the contrast.
زدش چیه؟
Now this man is set free.
الان این آقا آزاده.
He is not naked anymore.
دیگه لخت نیست.
He is not in the tombs anymore.
دیگه تو قبرا نیست.
He is not cutting himself.
دیگه خودشو زخمی نمی‌کنه.
He is in his right mind.
لباس پوشیده و منطقی نشسته.
And he is sitting at the feet of Jesus.
پای عیسی مسیح.
Now you would expect everybody to be excited about it.
توقع داری که همه خوشحال شن.
Yeah, because everybody knew this.
همه می‌دونستن این آقا چه جوری بوده دیگه. دیگه ترسناک رفته.
What do we see?
اما مردم چی میگن؟
They want Jesus to go away.
عیسی بره.
Yeah, not just the business owners.
نه تنها اونی که خوکش رو از دست داده
بود میگه
کل اون شهر میگه عیسی رو بیرون کنین، اون منطقه میگه عیسی رو بیرونش کنین، میخوان عیسی بره.
They did not value the soul of this man.
ارزش زندگی ارزش نداشتن برای زندگی اون یه نفر که عیسی مسیح بهش ارزش
داد. They didn't value the soul of this man.
جان یه نفر رو ما باید جان مردم دنیا رو اهمیت بدیم، کسایی که در اطرافمون هستن.
Read the last verse, 38
and 39. آخرین آیه 38 و 39
رو
بخونید.
Now, the men out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house and shew how great things God had done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him.
اما آن شخصی که دیوها از وی بیرون رفته بودند از او درخواست کرد که با وی باشد، اما عیسی او را روانه فرموده گفت به خانه خود برگرد و آنچه خدا با تو کرده است حکایت کن. پس رفته در تمام شهر از آنچه عیسی بدو نموده بود موعظه کرد.
Yeah, so this man now wants to go with Jesus. Yeah, but Jesus says, hey, don't come with me. I have something important to do for you. Instead, go back to your own house. Yeah, and show the great things that God has done for you. And that's what he did. Yeah, he told everybody he wanted to hear.
Yeah,
the whole city. And says the things that Jesus had done for him. Yeah, he got saved. Then was sent out as a soul winner.
و به عنوان یک مبشر
بیرون like.
دنیایی که زندگی یه نفر که تبدیل میشه باید این شکلی باشه.
It comes from demon possession
as
to be a person who desires to be with Jesus.
دیو زده و جن زده بیاد یه نفری که عاشق عیسی مسیح
and
شه و دنبال عیسی مسیح.
Who is tasked to preach the gospel.
کسی که خبر خوشش اینه که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به همه برسونه.
That's how we should be.
من و شما هم باید همینجوری باشه.
Yeah. Clothed.
لباس پوشیده.
Not nakedness.
Yeah.
In our right mind.
با فکر خودمون.
Wanting to be with Jesus.
میخوایم با عیسی مسیح باشیم.
And tasked to preach the gospel to the lost.
و اینکه بریم بشارت بدیم انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به همه گم شده.
Amen.
آمین.
Amen.